new are constantly receiving so many frequencies, so much energy, so many confusing messages in the world you have created. And you have to learn, whilst receiving all this information, you have to learn how to separate, how to decipher, how to distinguish a specific message and on the level you exist, on the linear level, this is difficult for you to do, whilst you will continue to receive constantly all and everything around you. You need to know how to distinguish a specific message that you receive. And this is done through self, through consciousness. You will ultimately receive the message, the one message you will acknowledge. This message has been the one you asked to receive, the one you wish to receive. And this is how you receive our message. This is how you translate our message into words, into your words, not our words. Our transmission is frequency, it is energy. The receipt of the message is down to you, and transmission of the message into words is down to you. It is your choice. It is you that takes it from the box, the transmission box, and converts it to the energy of words, which, of course, are very limited. True communication is transmitted through frequency and is felt through emotion. What you have to do is filter, decipher, and this is what you do. And this is how you would term it. And when you work within the energy of positive, you know what is positive, because you feel it. It is not a word. It is a feeling. And when you receive the energy of negative, it is received in the same way as a feeling, not a word. And all and everything work in the same way, through frequency, through vibrational energy. And this is also what your great scientific world knows. It is not a question of whether they know or they do not know. It is a question of whether you desire to know. Desire is the wrong word to use. It is a question of whether you are at a position or a point on the sphere to accept what you know, because all know. Many are not aware that they know. You can speak the words to those who are not aware, and you might as well be talking to yourself, because they will not accept. Awake or asleep, it is a choice of self, and it is absolute. You can ask any question you want to ask, and it will be answered. But do not be surprised when you hear the answer and you analyze afterwards its meaning. Do not be surprised if you apply logic to this. You will not fully understand the meaning of the answer. Logic is created by the mind, and logic is created by the ego. It is not to say that by analyzing the answer, it will not put you in a different position, because it will. And within that position, you will then take a different view on it, which will ultimately raise you to another position, not higher or lower, because all and everything occurs within a single moment, but a different position of understanding, of awareness. You would use the word higher. It is not higher. There is nothing higher or lower in the world of consciousness. And all of this you have created to understand, finally. what you are, which is a pure and perfect form of energy, created from source. And the more you know this, the easier it is to understand. And as I have said to you many times, it is a step by step process. You have created a step by step process to understand your linear mind without the time you have created within your time created illusion would not understand this were you to accept it within a single moment, which is actually the way you do accept it. You have broken it down to analyze, to allow your mind and your ego to work through a process which will ultimately raise self, will ultimately raise your conscious awareness of all and everything within a single moment. The viewer of particles changes the action of particles based on the influence of their energy on those particles. This is the physical construct of everything. Everything has cause and effect. The reason that particles behave differently when they are being observed is because the observer has an effect on those particles. This is the transmission of energy, of frequency, of ultimately emotion. And it cannot be any other way. And it is also true to say that nothing exists until the point you look at it. And it does not exist because you create it within a single moment. And this is what your scientists are learning, but they are not learning. They are themselves creating. They are creating this within their illusion. And this is yet another point or another position that they will get to, and they will go beyond this. This is still linear. They will go beyond it. They will spread more into the world of conscious awareness. And at each step, remember, step by step, they will grow and they will become more aware. And ultimately, they will become aware of what they are. Aware of self. And this will lead them to that point or position within the sphere they set. And without an open mind, without an open heart, and without the love, the all-encompassing love from source energy, and without all of the acknowledgement of such, the knowing of such, they will not achieve their position within their time, created illusion, open or closed. It is your choice, and it is a choice that you have to make within your mind, within your ego. It is a leap of faith, and it is driven by faith, another energy, another frequency, and it is from faith to imagination to consciousness, and this is the journey of all thought. This is the process, and this is reality. It is very difficult for most to truly understand the power of faith and the power of one. One can truly change all, as all can change one, because they are the same. Your scientists can produce as many mathematical formulas as they wish, and each time they produce them, they will close the book on the previous ones and start again. Should that not be enough for them to understand that it is not real? It is a creation from the ego, from the mind. The fact that it brings them to a point, and within that moment their calculations are correct, and then within the next moment they are not. What should that tell them? But if they are closed, they will stop. They will be frozen within their time-created illusion. And none of these things are correct or incorrect. They merely are. And they are experience. There is no logical explanation, because logic is another tool of force logic forces energy. It forces frequency to a different point, a different position. It is far simpler than you think it is. And your mind and your ego will make it incredibly complicated, because that is what you designed it to do.